Good afternoon, everybody in Wrangell. You're listening to our brand new show. It's called Talk on the Rock. My name is June Leffler. I'm your host. And today I am with Lucy Robinson. So, Lucy, how's it going?
It's going pretty darn well. Spring is here, so that's a positive.
Spring is
everyone's here. Happier instantly.
Okay, good. So, I'm feeling happier.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I feel so much happier.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got Lucy in the studio today, and we're talking about a new event in Wrangell, which is called the Adult Prom. That is next weekend or this weekend?
It is next weekend, so March 24th, 2018, and it is at 7 p.m., goes to 11.
Okay.
Because we're adults and we can do what we want. So it's at the Elks Lodge upstairs, second level.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, and we can throw out details as we go.
Okay, sounds great. So everybody that's listening, I just want to let you all know that this is a call-in show. You can talk to Lucy and I. You can ask us questions, make comments, or just say hi. And that number is 874-2345. So I think before we get into adult prom, I just wanted to, ask you a little bit about what you do in Wrangell in general, because you're really active with like a lot of different events and organizations. Just tell us some of the other things you do in town.
I do get out there and get into things a lot. I like to stir things up. I am Parks and Rec coordinator with the City of Wrangell. That just started about 2 months ago. I love it. It allows me to kind of, do the things that I love, which is coordinate community events and get people out there. Health and wellness is a big goal of mine, not only for me, but for our entire community. I know how good it makes me feel. And, when we have a healthier community, everybody's happier. There's less... I feel like as a whole, if a community is healthier and they're working towards that together, it makes people feel better generally, and therefore we act better towards each other. So
we act better towards each other. I like
that. Yeah, that's a good rule to go by. I also I am the Southeast Beast, or I do the Southeast Beast running group. Which over the last year, I have kind of backed off of that a little bit. I did it pretty full on for about 6 years, and I think I was running full this Saturday.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, and it's the fun run events are events that I kind of pick and choose different organizations in town, or maybe somebody might be suffering from cancer or whatever the case may be, and I try to throw some money their way. And most of our events raise between $200 and $1,200. So oftentimes it's not much, but it does kind of send a message to whoever we're donating to, like, hey, we care about you. We want to come together. We want to join forces, not only to make ourselves healthier and to get healthier, but to come together and talk as a community and walk together or run together.
Exactly.
And then throw some money towards whatever it is we're going for. So
that's absolutely awesome. Yeah,
I guess there's several. I mean, if I had multiple me's, that would be the best thing. I'm doing the freshman class advisor position this year, which it's always been kind of a big thing for me to think outside the box and do different things. And so what my goal is, I worked with Charity Hummel. We did some sticker designs, and we're pumping out some Wrangell Wolf pack stickers or wolves themed stickers, which is different than what has been done in the past as well. The adult prom is also the proceeds from the adult prom will go to the 2021 class.
Exactly. This freshman class.
Yeah. Freshman class.
Yeah. Okay. And then is your son a freshman?
My son is a freshman. My son Logan is a freshman. I wanted to avoid bake sales at all costs. and not to poo poo on the bake sales, like, love those things. I grab a brownie or two here and there, but I thought the community could use some dancing in their lives.
Some dancing.
And adults in particular, I mean, adults, we do the things, we have the responsibilities, we adult every single day. Why not give us something to let loose a little bit and kick up our heels. And exactly. Dancing is the perfect way to do that.
Let's have a good time. Yep. It's almost spring.
Exactly.
Let's get it out.
Yeah. Shake off the dust.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Lucy. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. It is, it's next weekend.
Yep.
And tell me, what is the concept of the adult prom?
Well, the concept is, you know, we're adults and we can do what we want. When you were a prom goer in high school, you know, obviously you had restrictions. The only restriction that we'll have as adults is morality, you know, the moral code that you go by. You should probably live by that to some extent.
Yeah.
Other than that, let it loose, let it fly, let it hang. Get out there and get on the dance floor and shake it. That is the concept. Is we as adults, again, I'll go back to it, we do a lot, and especially, and you've probably noticed even being here, mm-hmm. the short time that you have, that people, adults, work their tails off in this community for charities, for their kids, for whatever the case may be. And I thought, you know, why not raise money? Obviously, we need to raise money for the classes, but why not allow the adults to have some fun?
Exactly.
And so that was my concept. And I got the idea. There was actually a birthday party years ago,
okay,
a prom themed birthday party years ago at Ramey's for an individual, a community member in town, and it was hilarious. Everybody wore old prom dresses, and they had the prom pictures, and it was like the dinners, they made reservations, and then it was like an actual prom style themed decorations at Ramey's. And I kept thinking about that, like, how fun would it be to actually have an adult prom and maybe establish it this year and do it year after year?
Yeah, exactly.
Same time of year, different theme.
Yeah.
And just to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Adult style.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're saying, you know, people are going to be wearing their dresses.
Right.
It seems like there's a certain aesthetic to this. It's sort of, let's get dolled up, but
yeah,
it's also like a little kind of quirky.
Yes. I mean, I never want to take myself too seriously. Like,
yeah,
there's never that I don't want to go that far to say like, okay, but at the same time, if you want to, we don't get to do that very much here in Wrangell. There's not a very nice dinner every year where people really jazz it up.
You're right.
To the extreme, you know, and I feel like if somebody wants to do that, like, look gorgeous, look beautiful, please do so. I'm going to take the approach of looking ridiculous. And so there's different ends of the spectrum, ridiculous, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm on the very end, the ridiculous. And then you can be somewhere in between.
True.
So it's whatever you want. Next year, you know, and I've thought about what I'm going to do next year, and I might even have like a specific dress code or theme.
Yeah.
But this year, what I did was I set the decoration theme to Under the Sea.
Yes.
And then threw it out there. We have a Facebook page. It's called Wrangell Adult Prom. And I just threw it out there like, hey, get your prom dresses. I threw out some ideas. You can dress in the, maybe your era, like your prom era, dress
yes.
to that, or dress to your favorite prom era, or dress in a dress that fits today's fashion.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I don't know. You've got kids.
I don't
know.
You
got a boy.
Yeah,
so.
I have boys. And I wear sweatpants pretty much every day. So it's
as do a lot of people in Wrangell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the concept of it's nostalgic. It's something that you did a long time ago. And so mm-hmm. keep it going with the decor and the attire and everything.
Right. And it's a way to, again, just have some good, clean fun. Get people out there. You know, physical activity has always been my big thing. Dancing burns a ton of calories. We'll have some snacks. We are going to have a battle, like a dance battle.
No.
Yes, we'll have dance battles. I'm hoping to get some Petersburg people over here. And I'm also hoping to somehow grab the Wolfie costume and
okay.
hoping that the Petersburg folks will bring the Viking costume over
oh.
so that we can have our battle on the dance floor.
Between the mascots.
Yeah, exactly. We've got some businesses in town donating some prizes. We'll have some door prizes. There's a queen and king. However, the concept is when you enter the dance, you put your name on a door prize drawing or a piece of paper. You put it in a bowl, and we'll draw for king and queen.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's male or female. It's just for fun.
Okay.
And the king and queen will walk away each with a J&W's burger and fries and a drink.
Nice.
Which every king and queen wants one of those.
Yes, absolutely.
Or several. And then we'll also hand some things out to the dance battle winners. And we'll do a door prize drawing kind of throughout the night. And we'll just...
This sounds wild.
Yeah, it's not... It's not... Like, we take the popularity contest out of it.
Yes.
We take the potential drama out of it. And we just come together and we have a good time. And the playlist, Lauren Yeager is putting together our playlist. And I've let her know, like, every genre of music, just as long as we can dance to it.
Yeah.
So the playlist is essentially a Spotify playlist. And we're going to use the school's sound system and just rock it. Like, we're going to blast music.
Yes.
Have a great time. And I'm hoping that people will literally take advantage of the dance scene from 7 to 11. And by the time they get home, they're going to need to ice pack their knees and
yes,
possibly their ankles.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, when can you dance in Wrangell?
There's not a lot of opportunity. And I definitely, like, that's always been my goal, whether, you know, I try to organize and get bands into town or whatever the case may be. Like, I think dancing and music is a great way to bring the community together and let loose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
So you were showing us your prom dress.
Yeah, it's here at the post office.
It's at the post office.
I ordered it from eBay. I paid $30 for it.
Nice.
And it is an 80s, I guess you could call 80s vintage at this point in our lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's cute. It's got it's big sleeves.
Yeah, it's large. It's got a large sleeve, big puffy sleeves. And it's got... I don't even know how to explain it. It's purple and it's got splashes of maybe bluish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe you can describe it better than I can.
I mean, it's got like it's got its tight waist. It's got a little peplum. It's like, it is much. It's a little much, but it is also cute.
Yeah.
I think it would look cute on you.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful and I can't wait to wear it. I don't look forward to wearing high heels.
Yeah.
But I am going to wear some sparkly silver high heels. And I'm looking for a crimper. So if anybody in the community has a crimper, that would be wonderful.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, do we have a call? Oh, no. Oh, okay. So, this is wonderful. Thank you very much. My dress description, kindly prepared by Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. You're so much. I just say things and stuff. But she gave it to me, and the description is Carrie Bradshaw meets Pretty in Pink.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, that is exactly my dress.
It's mature.
Yes.
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Molly grew up, and this is her dress.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
That should be everybody's theme.
I mean,
you own it, but
I my friend Ange has a wonderful dress. I know there's a few other folks out there looking for dresses. The other thing that we did with this is we threw out a competition, and there's a $200 cash prize for this.
Okay.
It's for the promposal. Do we know, everybody knows what a promposal is?
What is a prom? No.
A promposal is a way of asking, a current like way of asking somebody to go on a date with you, and it's very like magical, and it's over the top. Like, you have promposals, usually they're videos or they're photos, and it's a very like witty way to ask, and it's like somebody could open, like if you're in high school, somebody could open their locker and they have like a poem or something like, will you go to prom because this is so, or there's possibly planes flying overhead with like, will you go to prom with me?
Oh my gosh.
We've received four promposal submissions for the competition, all of which have been wonderful. And we have to decide before prom, who wins.
Oh, wow.
And we're only doing it like internally. There's a few of us who are on prom committee. Mm-hmm. We actually do have a separate
prom
group.
Committee.
We have a prom committee.
Just like old school. Just
yeah.
Like when you were in high school.
Exactly.
There's always a prom
and there's
committee.
We fight in the prom committee. We argue about things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. No, I'm kidding. We don't fight. We also have tickets that are for sale, pre-sale, and I believe maybe we've sold three, which to me isn't an indication of who's going to show. I'm hoping that we get a big turnout for this. So
okay, and you said it's 20 for...
It's 20 for per person and 35 per couple.
Okay, and then if you get them in advance, are they... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're that is the price in advance.
Yes.
And we were thinking of increasing at the door just to try and get the sales.
Oh, absolutely.
The ticket sales. So we'll see what we can do with that. I'm gonna decide and throw out my decision here in a few days.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else? What else do we want to talk about?
I would like to just give a shout out to the Elks if I can real
please,
quick.
Please do.
They donated the upper level, the second level, to us because it is a class function as well. This is a 21 and up event, and so you can purchase alcohol at the event, but of course it you have to be 21 and up, and it's a cash bar. So I just wanted to mention that as well.
Perfect. So thank you to the Elks for hosting.
Thanks a lot.
Just want to remind folks, if you want to call in and say hi to Lucy.
Yeah.
Brighten her day, brighten my day. You can call us at 874-2345. Cindy's in the back studio. She'll take your calls and you can tell us what you're going to wear to prom or how was your prom or just say hi.
Yeah. I have gotten a few comments just to throw it out there. A few people are really excited because they didn't go to their prom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's great.
They you know, it's exciting for them. They didn't go to their prom. They didn't get to. And so this is an opportunity. Or they're with their partners who, you know, they didn't grow up together and now they get to go to a prom.
Yeah,
together and experience cool. that glory of prom.
Oh, yeah. I had a question for you. Are mm-hmm. you going to do a grand march?
We're trying, like in my head, I have like this idea of how I want this whole thing to go down and I would like to do it. It's hard because I don't know like when, you know how people are, man, like, oh, I've got kids and I can't get there until 8 or whatever the case may be. So I thought, well, maybe we get everybody there and start some music and start getting a little loose and then head down and do a grand march after people are gathered. Because I don't know if everyone's going to show up at 7. We could say, hey, grand march starts right at 7. But that's hard. It's hard because it's not.
You're filling it out.
Yeah. We're trying to.
That's all good.
Trying to play with it a little bit. So
you're having a good time. Don't
and year after
stress.
Year. Yeah. Year after year, it'll be different and improve and grow, and pretty soon millions will be attending.
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions in Wrangell.
Millions. The millions of people in Wrangell.
Yeah. I didn't know what the Grand March was. I didn't know that was a thing.
They've made it a thing. It's a pretty, it wasn't when I was younger. When I was younger, it was dinner was the big thing before prom.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we would usually go, couples would go and sit across from each other.
Yeah.
But we would go as a huge group.
Absolutely.
And it was fun. And then you'd go to prom and do the things. Yeah, we didn't have the grand march, so to speak. We just kind of clambered in.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Old school style.
Yeah. That's what I'm used to.
Yeah. Cash.
Yeah,
we might keep it cash this year. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. The decorations are hilarious. There's a lot of aqua involved.
Okay, great.
Pink,
I love it.
And sparkly aqua and some purplish pastel.
Nice.
And I'm hoping to have like a dessert area where people can come and snack on sugary treats after they've danced a lot to increase their
energy.
Their energy. Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep it going till 11, 7 to 11.
Yeah. Nice.
We party.
Yeah. True. Okay. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Should be good.
So, yeah. I told you earlier that, prom is like, can be such an awkward experience for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's cool to do it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You're more comfortable with yourself. You're just wilding out, having a good time.
Yeah.
You know that it's like ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's always a goal of mine. Like whether I'm doing a run, a fun run or whatever it is, it's like, if you can allow people to get a little bit ridiculous, I think it's a whole bunch of fun. So,
yeah.
You know, try to not take yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
Try to have some fun. Don't be too worried about what you're going to look like and
yes.
get out there and have a great time. And we need more of that in our lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of adulting that we have to do. We have to, you know, set that example, be mature,
mm-hmm.
do all of these things according to,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Exactly.
Be ridiculous at least once a week.
Yeah.
So I try to offer that up to people.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, in what ways can I be ridiculous once a week?
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
There's all kinds of ways, believe me. In the way you dress, what you say.
Yeah.
You know.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Then just remind us again when, where, and all that.
Absolutely. So Wrangell Adult Prom takes place March 24th. From 7 to 9 p.m., so March 24th is a Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. Pre-sale tickets are $20 per person or $35 per couple. All proceeds go to the WHS class of 2021, so this year's freshman class. And 21 and up are welcome. Everyone is welcome. We'll have tasty treats, we'll have wonderful music, and we'll have door prizes throughout.
Mm-hmm.
As well, I'm hoping to have an epic battle, like
yep.
dance-off.
Awesome dance yeah. battle.
Yeah, dance battle.
Nice.
I've been watching YouTube videos to try and like find some moves.
Yeah.
Dance moves.
Totally.
But I don't know if I can pull it off.
Really?
You yeah.
could win.
Well, with my high heels, I don't think I could. And I need the high heels to make the outfit.
True.
So I've got to practice in those once yeah. those arrive.
I know girls like to take them off, but I'm,
yeah.
I'm pro keeping them on.
Yeah,
if
I got
to
keep them on. I got to yeah. try. I'm going to try really hard. That's my goal, to keep the heels on the whole night.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should. I appreciate it. Okay. Then you know what? I think we can wrap this up.
Perfect.
And Lucy, thank you so much for coming in,
yeah.
being our very first guest on
guest,
the show.
Yeah.
And thanks for being here with
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely, June Bug. And I hope to see you at prom.
Oh, boy.
Adult
I
prom.
I got to think about it.
I think, don't think, just do.
Oh, gosh.
Just go. Be ridiculous. This will be next week, next Saturday. It'll be your opportunity to be ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
One day out of the week.
I know. I need to think of something ridiculous I can do.
Yeah.
So that I, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think of it.
Okay. All right.
I can tell you're getting jazzed.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So everybody in Wrangell, thank you for listening to our very first episode of Talk on the Rock. We're going to have it every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We'll bring in local guests that'll talk about events that are going on and just topics of interest to the Wrangell community. So peace out. We'll see you next week.